to the Maurer Report. I'm your host, Jim Maurer. Before the Fastest Hour in Paranormal Talk Radio starts, please go over to facebook.com/iTalkParanormal and give it a like. And leave a message telling me what show you're listening to. I enjoy the fan feedback.
The opinions expressed in the Maurer Report are those of the hosts and participants and are not intended to and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any simulcasting radio network or sponsor. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions.
If you're looking for a radio show where all things paranormal go, well, tune in and be in the know with Jim Mallard as your host. Come and see what lies beneath paranormal activity. The Mallard Report. Yeah, the Mallard Report.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Maurer Report. I've got Brian Jones on the line. We were just talking about this off air here, so I just want to get this out in the open. I'm happy Art Bell's back. Before anybody runs their mouth that I'm not, I'm happy Art Bell's back. And I'm, hey, if SiriusXM is listening tonight, I know this little guy would do four nights a week at 9 p.m. Eastern right before that show. I'm just saying, okay, now that I've said it publicly, so if anybody has their doubts, they can replay the show back. How are you doing tonight, Brian?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Now, did I just hear you say Art Bell's back?
I did, on SiriusXM starting in September.
Whoa, cool.
Well, yeah, I know.
He's got a lot of testosterone, keeps him very young, and he has a booming voice. I can't wait to hear him again.
I know, it's exciting. I'm excited. I mean, people, I've seen the rumors that paranormal shows should be scared that he's coming back. No! It's great for business because he's generating interest in paranormal talk radio.
Oh yeah, no, he was a major pioneer. Still is. I mean, you know, what was it? Do you know about that? He set like a world record of broadcast at one point for a benefit event. Did you know about that?
I had heard something about that, but I don't remember the details.
Over 100 hours. Yeah, I mean, it was a benefit for orphans of some sort, I think. But anyway. No, I really admire the man. I mean, you know how it is in the world. You can go all kinds of different directions, I'm glad to hear that. That's good news.
Yeah, I'm excited. So we bring you on tonight because you've told me some things, and I'm going to be objective because that's what I am, and I don't really know much about you besides what we've traded in emails. So, yeah, I'm going to call you an EVP researcher. Is that okay with you?
Well, yeah, I've been called worse, you know, I mean, and I'll tell you something, you and I, and this is the first time for me, you know, David Roundtree is the one that kind of sent an email to you, I think it was about 4 months ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I purposely have not checked out your broadcast, your archives or anything. I don't know, I haven't done, and you and I have really not talked at all, but if you remember right, he said something along the lines that, you know, that you might want to interview me and you might appreciate... I'm totally paraphrasing. On
no, I know.
Here,
go ahead.
About my brand of voodoo or whatever it is. and you know, as far as the EVP thing goes, yeah, I definitely spent a lot of energy in that. And I think I've got a pretty good perspective based on a lot of investment, personal investment in that.
Yeah. We both obviously respect Mr. Roundtree quite a bit. And he loves it when I call him Mr. Roundtree, so if you can tell where that's...
I'll try that sometime. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him it's anyway. For me, too, and I'll get a message.
Hey, I wanted... Well, yeah, maybe I'll hold off till later. But I was just going to say that as far as the EVP thing goes, and I've come to call some of the stuff that I've been tapping into or capturing or... facilitating or whatever it is, I've been calling them audio psychic signals because I get a lot of information that checks out as being valid by just running an audio recorder. And yes, my intention's been there. Yes, my manic and somewhat strange energies, I guess, probably facilitated on levels I couldn't really say. But as far as the EVP thing goes, I you know, you remember I wrote you recently, and I said something about a murky pond. You know, I was kind of being flippant on that, but you probably have an opinion that would fit along that contemplation as well, or that phrase anyway.
Yeah, well, like I told you, the murky pond is if I start opening the gate to people playing EVPs, because there was this one group that was begging to come on, and I said, so what are you going to talk about? And they sent me this, I swear they jammed my email full with this playlist of EVPs they wanted me to play from this big name place they were at. And I'm like, that's all you want to talk about? And you want me to play all these? No, I'll pass. Why? Every other I'm like, that's why. Every other, you know. So I you sent me one, and I agreed. And I'd rather talk about the process, because like I said, when we start digitizing things and broadcasting them through, I'm really chopping it up pretty much, because some streams are 64 bits and some are 128, and it's just, you know, sometimes, because I've listened to shows and they played them, and I went, and then they say they're on their site, and I went back to their site and listened to them, and I'm like, it sounds a lot better right off their site. So that's the drive, that's where that's at. So don't take, it's not personal.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's only one part of the spectrum. I mean, when it comes to these anomalous signals, and I'm purposely calling them signals, because I don't know that they're really phonetic sounds as I'm no scientist, so you know, those that are, you know, don't come down on me too hard. I'm just saying that a lot of these things, I don't really think they are physical sounds that people think they are. I've been finding that out for years and years. In other words, I'll think I hear something plain as day, and I'll send it to somebody blind, and I've been really good about doing that. I try not to label things, and it turns out that people hardly ever hear these anomalous things the same way. But a lot of times, even if there's a different interpretation, it'll either mean the same thing or variations of things that can be checked out. So I really don't know how you put this in a box for sure.
Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good place to start, as any.
Is there a beginning?
Well, I'm asking you your story, so is there a beginning? I mean, there has to be a moment of, I want to investigate this further.
Okay, I'll tell you an alleged beginning of how I got into audio. I think it was 1997. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I was having a phone conversation with a guy. A lot of energy built up in the drama that led up to this phone call. And as I'm talking to this guy, I started becoming interrupted by what I recognized as the tones of my own voice coming back through the earpiece. And it was really stirring, because you may have a personal understanding of this, like if you call into a radio show and you're listening to your own voice 4 seconds later or 8 seconds, whatever it is,
yeah,
it just scrambles you. You can't do anything. And that's what was happening on this phone call. And I told this guy, I said, hey, man, it really spooked me. It shook me up big time. I mean, it had a dramatic effect on me. And the way I described it, which is the way it hit me, was I said, hey, Phil, my voice is echoing back at me backwards. And he couldn't hear any of it, and it just, I mean, we had to get off the phone. It was so powerful. And then 3.5 hours later, funny you should mention Art Bell, my mom, I was thinking she was a little bit out there, you know, used to tell me all about Art Bell and what he did. I'd never listened to him. And she said, hey, Art Bell had a guest on a few nights ago, and you're going to want to know about this. She just had an inherent knowing that I would want to know for some reason. And it was David John Oates, the Australian guy playing the reverse speech back in the 90s. And, you know, I mean, I don't think that was a coincidence. And I'm telling you, that's how I got into the whole thing about looking at audio recording media as a way of capturing otherwise invisible or fleeting energy signals that are all over the place. And I could expand on that a lot, but that's how it started.
It's a good place to start, and that's pretty... We'll give it ironic just for the sake of trying to put it in words about your mother. So,
mm-hmm.
So have you worked with the reverse speech since that was what she was?
Oh yeah, I jumped right into it. I mean, I listened to. She captured about an hour and 20 minutes of Art Bell's interview of David Oates playing some examples, and I thought, you know, for some reason, I mean, it's not for everybody. It scares the hell out of a lot of people. I mean, they're not ready for it, and I mean that. I'm just saying that from 16 years of presenting stuff that is so plain as day to people that they just, you know, they shut down. I mean, and you know, I mean, and I'm not trying to convert the world. I mean, I'm not ready for a lot of things either, you know. I mean, but I do. I've always been really. I've always found communication important. I mean, like the foundation of any interaction. But as far as it goes, she presented that to me, and I spent a lot of time. You know, I mean, I literally did. I spent months, actually, even a few months into it, I was thinking, this is very real. I heard stuff out of my own voice that phonetically seemed to be expressing things in full-on sentences backwards, and I still doubted it. It just seemed, but I mean, this was the starting point. I mean, this was how it's all started, and there's more to it than that.
Oh, I was going to say, I know we're just scratching the surface of this all, but...
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I was reading the chat room, you know, my mind just stopped because I was reading. I'll read the question now before I forget. Well, I have it wrote down, but have you ever come in contact with anything demonic since we're talking about... I personally have heard some of those David John Oakes quotes, and I thought it was a joke when I first heard that we're going to, you know, play the stuff backwards, and then I heard it, I'm like, oh.
When you say demonic, I mean, I would say that I'm one of the lucky ones where... I think that my sense of humor wards them off, but not really. But I've heard a lot of negative, you know, like derogatory, nasty things. But you know, nothing any harsher than what we see walking around in the flesh. You know, I mean, I've heard things in growling tones, but you know, I would say that I'm probably blessed enough that you know, it's not a problem for me. Nothing sticks like that.
Yeah, you're probably like me. You know, The jack wagon in life is the jack wagon in the afterlife. It's, you just kind of get that. So.
Yeah, no, I've heard people say where you shouldn't try to do any experimentation when you're in a negative mood or whatever, because you'll draw everything. And I don't know. I found out over and over again, and I always will, that there are infinite variables, and I know what my intentions are. I'm not trying to manipulate anybody or con anybody about anything. So, I mean, I guess I feel pretty protected in a karmic sense that way. And, you know, I mean, so, you know, if I am, and I have been obsessive about it, yes, because just like maybe Eddie Van Halen was when he was playing guitar, you know, before he got well known, I heard he spent a lot of time being obsessive. I kind of use that him as a role model that way, as far as, you know, if I just keep pushing it, maybe I'm going to open up some doors or whatever. But I never, you know, I never opened up any doors to anything that seemed really negative or demonic.
Yeah, you got to push yourself, though. So, okay, I don't want to fast forward for everything, but you're developing, how are you recording now? I guess
I haven't been much lately. Although, yeah, I'd say my latest thing, I guess, is that I built this thing. I call it the Signal Tower. It's just a cone where I actually took some of the original Spiricom noises. Are you familiar with the Spiricom saga story, whatever it was?
No, not off the top of my head. Maybe I am, but
so,
I don't know.
Dr. Stephen Rourke, a friend of mine, he actually met with Thomas Pratt, the president of the MetaScience Foundation, which is kind of sitting on a major pause button for the last couple decades or more. And he got some really high-quality sounding audio of Bill O'Neill running the Spiricom. And what I did was I took some of those sounds, those tones, supposedly it was 13 tone generators, and I tried to grab a piece that had no alleged voice in there, and I don't know. I mean, I just take a microphone and stab at it, and I just use it as what I call a carrier, and I think that the audio sounds facilitate these audio psychic messages come through, and I haven't done much of it lately because I've done enough of it where here's what I say the missing formula is so far, is that this is all very personal stuff. You know, in other words, if you're wanting to communicate on these deep levels, you know, you've got to have people willing to want to communicate, and And I mean, I get signals out of the vocal sound frequencies of animals' voices. Now, they're not talking, but guess what? They're forming into English phrases. And if I only speak English, if I spoke French or another language, I'll bet you anything they'd be coming through that way too. And I've presented these things to people. It's not just my imagination. I don't know what is going on here, but something's really going on. And in other words, I've gotten messages that sound like words being spoken that end up being validated by circumstances at hand. And I mean, it can come out of a dog's voice. It can come out of just ambient sounds, and that's why I call them audio psychic signals. And people are afraid of it. Or as one guy told me, and maybe this is a little bit, this is smart, it had a ring of truth to it. They just can't compute it. But I think we could do a lot of good with it if we could compute it somehow.
So when you're at like, is this like comparing it back to the EVP? So you ask a question and then you get your answer, or is it just free flowing, or how does one of your sessions work?
I'll give you an example of just one short example that, and I actually spoke to the woman by the name of Sheila. She lives about on my block in my neighborhood. I'd never met her before, and I recorded her dog in the alley because she kept him in the back driveway. And when I'd walk by, I could tell. See, I'm pretty sensitive. I could see he was looking me right in the eyes, and he was probably feeling neglected being left back there. And I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, do you want to tell me what's on your mind?" And I pulled out what I ended up editing as a dual direction message, where I picked up on the burst of energy. In other words, in the forward direction, I hear him say, "Where's?" You know, in a dog voice, "Where's?" as "Where is?" Which that played backwards, I hear to say, "Sheila." And I didn't know the woman. I'd never met her. I don't even know if I'd ever laid eyes on her. I found out later that her name was Sheila. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a very basic example. And it got some airplay on the BBC through a guy, one of the producers there by the name of Julian Jenkins, I think. And, you know, they spent half an hour talking about how this is just totally just discrediting the fact that there's anything to this. But he played enough of it where, I mean, he let me say that I found out after the fact that the lady's name is Sheila. And by the way, this is why I'm saying I don't want to dwell on this, because the more I say it, I guess maybe the more I'm solidifying it. But it's true, you know, I mean, is that I talked to Sheila last week, and she told me she totally heard it. She can hear it, but, you know, she's just afraid of it. And I mean, she's, you know, and she's representative of a lot of people. So anyway, I'm going to drop talking about people's rejection of this, okay?
No, it's part of what it is, though. I mean...
Oh, I know. And here's the thing, is that I really, lately, I've dropped the recordings a lot, because if it's true that what we think about and our attitudes draw things in other words, what you focus on, you get, man, it's no wonder I haven't gotten anywhere, because, I mean, I guess I told you I was sensitive. I guess I don't like being rejected, and so I've had kind of a bad attitude about it. But I'm getting over it now, and I'm experimenting with other things I'm starting to realize that our thoughts are really powerful as far as making things happen, you know. And anyway, I'll leave that alone for right now, because I'm kind of a baby stepper on that one.
Well, you've got to realize where you're at and take steps forward. That's all anybody can do. So at least you realize you were defunct and stopped it before it spiraled out of control. And
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know, but I got to tell you, I'm really enthralled by this audio psychic potential. Human potential, interspecies potential, because, you know, I mean, when it comes to anything that you do, if the communication lacks, the whole thing's going to lack from there, you know? You have to be clear about things.
Yeah, and I'm giggling on the inside, you putting the dog whisperer out of business.
Huh. Yeah, well, so is that Caesar?
Yeah.
I forget his last name. But
Milan.
Yeah, you know, He's one of probably tens of thousands of people I wrote to. You're not going to believe this, but I never heard back from them.
I had to say it, because if I didn't say it, I'd be sitting here laughing, and you'd be like, why is he laughing? I'm in the middle of a serious story, so.
But you know what, though? I mean, I have actually watched a couple segments, and he's no doubt performing, a beneficial thing, but, you know, it's Hollywood, or it's showbiz, or whatever, and the stuff that I do is, you know, I've never tried to take the easy way, and I'm not saying what he does is easy or any of that. But I've actually, now that you brought him up, I do think I've seen that. But he definitely is, because of the way that the media that he brings it through, it's commercialized quite a bit. The stuff that I'm talking about, let me tell you, I mean, I walked down the street one time, and there we were not in a line of sight, and I heard a voice booming out of a house, and I was the only one walking on the street. And I felt like it was directed at me. I thought it was an old man that was yelling for help, like he fell out of his wheelchair. And it turns out that he was a 9-year-old English Mastiff dog, a big dog that was really in bad shape physically. Yes, I noticed that when I saw him. And I was purposely staying away from doing the recordings because I could tell that he really wanted to tell me something. And I was like, man, the humans don't want to hear this stuff. And I need a little break right now. But I'd walk by his house. He used to live a block from me. And every time I'd go by there, I was calling him Bowser. I'd say he was camped out on the front porch, which was kind of an enclosed porch with the bottom pane of a storm door that they left open so he could go out in the yard probably to do his business. And every time, for about 2 weeks, I'd walk by and go, hey, Bowser, because I knew he was, this is the guy that got my attention. I said, look, I know you want to tell me something. And every time I went by, Jim, he would look me right in the eyes. And his head was like 1.5 times bigger than mine physically, and that's saying something. And he was looking me right in the eyes. He was going, woo, 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 just energy just jumping at me. I knew he wanted me to know what was on his mind or in his heart or whatever. And I knew it was going to be heavy, and I purposely waited. I went back, finally went back with my recorder one time, and I was recording him, and every single time he'd always project all that audio vocal energy at me, and there was a young man that came out from around the side of the house, his owner, if you want to call him that, and I shut the recorder off, had it hanging off my t-shirt collar, and I didn't say anything to him. I knew better. And but when I went and listened to that, the messages that I got were, death is near, makes me tense, bless you for talking. And I never talked to I only met that man one time. He told me the dog's name was Rudy. And right after that, I went walking by there again. Dog's no longer there. I'm sure, I would bet. And yeah, I could go knock on the door to be scientific. And I could, I still could, because I think he probably still lives there. I could say, hey, what happened to Rudy? And they'd say, oh, we had to put him down because he was in bad shape. I mean, the dog could hardly get up and walk. He was a 9-year-old English Mastiff. I'm telling you that these animals are way more complex than people give. Well, a lot of people give them credit for. I've had a PhD college professor that I saw on, I can't remember where, talking about dolphin communication. She actually got on the phone with me and she says, I know you're on to some. These things are real. But this conversation never happened. She was worried about her career. And then she said she'd get back, we'd talk again. And I think, that's the whole thing. It scares the crap, scares people a lot, the threat to their career, whatever. They don't want to acknowledge these things. So I'm not trying to, ruin anybody's career, but I'm just saying that I don't know why. I mean, it does compute with me. I've had dreams about communicating with animals years before this ever happened.
So, I'm reading tea leaves in the chat room here. So,
yeah,
is there anything special people need to do to try to record their dog talking to them? I mean, is there?
Yeah, definitely. Number one, don't be afraid of what may come through. If you really want to know that these animals are very complex, be willing to be ready to face that and play things backwards and forwards, because the thing about it is I think this stuff's coming from a spiritual level. And I always say I think or I hear this as, because I don't want to try to act like I got this stuff figured out yet. But be willing to listen to things forwards and backwards, because if you think about that is a window into stepping outside of the notion that time is linear, you know, in one direction, because I don't think it is. I think a lot of people that talk about near-death experience and all that talk about seeing past, present, and future all at the same time, in the bigger picture, this timeline does not really apply. So listen to things backwards and forwards. I want to say, I know you asked me a simple question that I'm going on, but...
No, I knew it wasn't a simple question. It was, but it wasn't.
Well, let me put it this way. The way I perceive these things, the most potent signals that come through seem to come through in dual direction. In other words, it's a burst where if it's eight syllables forward, it's eight or nine or six backwards, and it expands, and it's phonetically enunciated very clearly. It's a burst that defies linear time. So just keep that in mind.
And, of course, I've got this other question here in a private message. How about cats?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
How about squirrels? But not to get too squirrely, yeah, let me tell you something. I have an audio sample of my cat, and like I said, I mean, I watch their face when I play it for them. I've got a tabby cat right here that I rescued from downtown, and it took a while to get him, but anyway, so I grabbed him, and he got me good with his back claws, which are pretty big, but I threw him in a dog carrier because I wanted the bigger area. It was easier to get him in that thing. And, you know, I love this cat. I still have him, but I recorded him, and I knew about all this audio stuff, and I thought, no, I'm just going to rescue the cat. I'm not going to record. I called home to my old-school full-size cassette answering machine with my cell phone because he was screaming his head off. And right when I walked up to him, I said, hey, I'm not going to hurt you. And he's scared. He's almost ripping the door off the dog carrier. Right when I walked up to him, approaching him, he goes, to me, I guess it's plain to everybody, you hear his voice go from cat yelling to saying, get away, get away. I mean, his thoughts, his feelings. And this is all over the place. This is reality. A guy that I met on a David Oates BBS back in the 90s sent me an audio recording of his little schnauzer dog growling in his growling tones. And he, you know, to be upfront, he did label it, but I think it's phonetically there in the sounds. The dog, you hear the dog say, you can't have the little ball. And the guy explained that the dog had this game of taking the ball and keeping it from him. And, I mean, it's amazing. It's miraculous, if you want to call it that. It's everywhere. But, I mean, I don't know why people are so afraid of it. I mean, I'd be more afraid of the policies of the damn people that are running our country right now than I would of this, you know? I mean, it's communication. That's what it's about. So, anyway.
That's a valid point. We could probably spend the next... Anyways, we're going to get in trouble if we go down that road. So we're going to skip that road.
No, but we might get more play.
Yeah, maybe. More hate mail, for sure. So we got to quit. Where to go? Do you use external mics or the mics built into the recorders? Where are you with mics?
For the thing I told you with the signal tower, where I've got an amplified microphone, handheld microphone, but like recording those animals I just told you about, that was the built-in mic. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm kind of drawing a blank on it. It's just a little digital recorder, a Panasonic digital recorder. Where you know, and I've found out. I mean, it's either magnetic or digital. I don't think one's better than the other. They show up, although some of the, oh yeah, hey, here, let me tell you this too while I'm thinking of it, because I know we don't have a lot of time. You said you really didn't want to hear a bunch of audio files, so I never sent you really anything other than that one.
Yeah, I've got that one queued up.
Huh?
I've got that one queued up, so we're...
Oh, do you want to play that?
Yeah, I can play it. I'll play it. I've got to switch windows
curious,
here.
Because I sent it to you unlabeled, and I was just curious what you heard of it.
Okay,
kind of a blind test.
I'm going to queue it up here a couple times because it's short.
Okay, yeah, it is real short.
So,
and it's repeated, by the way, normal and two lower speeds.
Okay, so I'm going to play it once, and then I'll tell you what I think, and then I'll wait for what the chat room thinks, and then we'll play it again here in probably a couple minutes, okay?
Great, yeah.
So here we go.
Good boy, Brian.
Good boy, Brian. Good boy, Brian.
And I didn't have it playing so I could hear it in my headphones. So we're going to play it again real quick so I could hear it in my headphones.
Good boy, Brian.
Good boy, Brian. Good boy, Brian.
Good boy, Fred?
Huh. Well, hey, do a syllable count on that. See if Fred is one or two syllables. Try it again.
Okay, hold on. Let's get it in the right position here. Maybe. Okay, here we go.
Good boy, Brian.
Good boy, Brian. Good boy, Brian.
Good boy, friend?
Huh. You know, there you go, man. People hear things differently, but I've had so many people hear it the way I do, which is good boy Brian. Why don't you play it again now that we've tainted those waters?
Okay.
Good boy Brian.
Good boy Brian. Good boy Brian.
Now that you've said it, I can hear it that way too. So, well,
yeah, see, that's the thing, and that's how elusive they are, but I've played that one for a heck of a lot of people, and they completely, they'll tell me straight out, I hear good boy Brian. In fact, I CC'd it to the man that voice constructed, or I know that was bad grammar right there, but that the man's voice constructed that, and that is a backward statement out of a man's voice. And he is talking about, in the forward direction, about the kind of work that I do, but he's not talking about me, but he knows about me. In fact, he and I had talked about things, and so... But I sent that to him, and I never said what I left it unlabeled. I sent it to him, and I CC'd it to another real sharp guy. And the other guy I CC'd it to wrote back. He goes, "Holy blank! You can fill in that blank. Is that good boy Brian?" I think he said, "Holy blank! That's hilarious. Is that good boy Brian?" And the other man that actually produced it out of his own voice, I still haven't got any feedback from him yet. And I'm not holding my breath, but, you know, that's where it's at. And I think it's kind of funny. And like I said, one thing that I've been doing lately is because all this stuff seems to imply that our thoughts are real things that push outward and have an effect outwardly and all that, I just started really realizing that... my attitude hasn't been that good since I got into this, and this was a real challenge. So I'm going to YouTube. I'm watching Law of Attraction videos, and I've seen some amazing things. So I think collectively, Jim, we're all moving in the direction that realizing that it's not just, you know, the dent you leave with your body that has an effect on our reality. It's more from the mind, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
So I got some people here chiming in. I got one person got good boy Brad, which, and then somebody else said Brian, and somebody else agreed with that, and somebody else said good boy Fred, which is what I said first too. So
yeah,
it
yeah. I don't know what that yeah, and that's the whole thing is that, you know, a lot of people would shoot it down and say, well, because people hear it differently, it doesn't mean anything, but there are phonetics in there. And to elaborate even further on the man speaking, that the voice that created that, he literally talked about phonetics in the forward direction, how there are only so many sounds. And I've got a nickname called Narabic, and the reason I got that was people would call me up on my answering machine and go, you know, typical, you know, standard thing was, "Hey, Brian." So, "Hey, Brian," phonetically backwards was Narabic. You know, you can hear the B sound. the forward sounds that produced, the way I hear it anyway, and I guess everybody doesn't, is the way I hear it is Good Boy Brian with the BR really enunciated. There's nothing even in the forward direction that sounds like a B. So, I mean, so it's just, it's so funny. It doesn't surprise me that this guy didn't want to really address that situation. But, you know, it doesn't matter really. But, you know, I mean, whatever I'm saying, I've spent thousands of hours doing this stuff, and I have more questions to date than answers by any means. But I do believe that even somebody like an Alzheimer's patient or stroke patient or whatever, somebody that can't enunciate words seemingly, and it's not just that you would play it backwards, it's that the energy on an audio recording media seems to manifest into something quite more expansive. That's what I've noticed consistently, you know.
Yeah, and I just want to mention this before we get off the whole clip there. The person in the chat room mentions, we all got the good boy part. So, as far as the rest of it goes, if we're missing one word out of the three, I think we're... Well, two out of three ain't bad. I hear that's a song or something, so...
Well, Jim, I want to say something else too. Is that so? You know, if we all agree on the good boy thing, it's no wonder that only part of us got that, because I'm only a good boy part time.
Nah, there we go. See, no, it's amazing. And okay, before my inbox explodes, I'm inviting you back. I don't have a date right now because. Well, as you know, I book out astronomically.
Well, I've got a sister.
No. I'm bringing you back, and we're going to play some of this animal stuff sometime. I'll get you a date. As soon as I hear back from some people, because I've been working, you know, the cat and mouse game you play. Well, that date doesn't work, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm serious. I know I joke around a lot. I have to. But, yeah, I'd love to. And I will get busy with that website. And like I said, I've been going through a lot of changes, and I'm getting myself together, so to speak.
Well, that's good, because I'm looking right now. I think it's going to be, unless something changes, October.
Okay.
I have a couple dates out, and I know they're not going to work for everybody, so. Just saying.
Well,
may be sooner than that. I'm just saying that seems like that's where the hole is, because of Halloween and all that stuff. People just kind of either are really busy or don't want to do anything because, you know how that goes. So.
Well, I'm pretty flexible. And I'm pretty available, so there's a lot more I could say for sure. And I appreciate you giving me the call tonight. And I hope that some other people, you know, there. And by the way, the audio medium website, that can anybody wants to write me an email and communicate that way, they sure as heck are welcome to do so.
Yeah, and I'll put that link in the podcast, audiomedium.com. He's going to be working on it, so we're going to keep the pressure on him to keep positive things moving forward. So, I'll take that upon myself to do.
Excellent.
I think you have something, and I think I don't know if the rest of the world's ready to hear it, but I know that I'm ready to hear it, and I've got a bunch of people here that are interested.
I'm not ready for the rest of the world myself.
I know I've got a few people interested, so maybe we can find a few other people by then. And
and seriously though, I know I joke a lot, but. I want to say this much. If anybody hears this and they have any personal need for this kind of application to see about bridging the gap of communication, I mean, I would give them, a confidentiality. I mean, it's just personal stuff. And I'm not looking at this point. I'm not charging anybody any money. I'm not trying to do that. I care about expanding the awareness about this, and they're welcome to approach me. And this would be a private matter, and they don't have to worry about paying me for it, other than I want them to be ready to have the courage to, you know, give me feedback and not do disappearing acts like Sheila's done over and over again. I mean, literally hiding in the bushes after asking me to resend the file. I mean, that's humorous too, but at the same time, I got to admit, it does bother me. I mean, that's not really... Anyway, but... yeah, we could do great things, but, you know, we just have to be willing to face it, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's some, maybe they're listening now live or listening to the podcast, but I think you're probably going to find a few emails, I'm assuming.
Excellent.
If not,
I like that.
If not, you're probably going to get one. We're going to be trading them again because we got to get this other show set up and all that fun stuff.
Hey, look, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I've learned a lot from those Law of Attraction videos on YouTube. I highly suggest people go there because our thoughts, I'm sure. In fact, I've scared myself how much responsibility we have create our reality. So let's just put it this way. There's no doubt about it. This thing's going forward, and I'm going to do great things moving forward myself. And I welcome other people to communicate with me about it.
It's kind of funny that you keep mentioning it because October, first guest in October. I don't have it right here. I think it's the 1st of October, my first show. I have Tom Moore coming on, and he keeps he was on last fall telling me how that you put your best personal interests out to the world, and you keep going, and it'll come back to you as what you want. So,
this is not a new concept, Jim.
It's not, and it's just fun to hear that it's working for people. Because I've been trying it, and it does work.
Well,
so
I call it a lot of things, but it is like going to the gym. You know, you get a little bit of a burn from lifting those weights and doing those exercises, but it's real, and I've seen tangible results. I've seen them go way up. And experienced the glorious benefits of it, and then purposely backed away from it to watch them fall off to the wayside. I call YouTube the infinity mirror oracle. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's waiting there for everybody.
Disregard me laughing. I just got a private message that says, "Send him out to get a recording of a duck saying the Mallard report."
run that by me again.
I have, you know, the little duck logo is my logo for the show. So somebody said, send them out and get a duck recording. Say it's the Mallard Report. I don't even know why I read that to you, but I guess because I was laughing about it.
You've got the ducks on there, and I don't know if I know I might have mentioned this. I've recorded phrases out of ducks and hens and all that stuff. They're a lot more complicated than we think they are, and
you've
might even have better manners than humans sometimes.
You've heard it from Brian Jones. Ducks are complicated.
Yeah, and don't duck that. Don't duck that contemplation.
Take that to the bank. Oh. Well, speaking of which, a bad pun here, but I hate to duck out on you, but I promised Scott a little more time tonight because he was supposed to be on last October. Now, see how far this has got?
Uh-huh.
Last October. And I did a podcast with him, but my son had a bloody nose that night, so he wasn't able to be on live. So I promised him some live time. So I'm going to fulfill that promise tonight, finally.
Well, I was going to say something, man. I mean,
go ahead. You got a few minutes here. Go ahead.
No, this will only take a few seconds. Sometimes it's better to have a bloody nose than a Bloody Mary.
That is correct.
Yeah. No, I've got plenty of things to do tonight myself. In fact, I think maybe if you're ready, I might go. Or if
if you're ready, it's audiomedium.com. I want to get that out one more time. And like I said, we'll be back. I'm thinking October, September. I don't know exactly because, like I said, all these different dates still in kind of flux. But we'll have we'll have some animals. We'll have. We'll have some fun.
Yeah,
tonight.
I like your energy, Jim. And I'll tell you something. I purposely have not bothered to, check you out or send you any things. But I'll get myself in gear and get that website together, and then I'll let you know because I'm this is serious stuff, and some very amazing things can come from approaching it. I don't mean me, but just the whole concept. And so. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Yeah, that's great. I want to get it high gear, so let's ramp up together and get it good.
Rocket speed.
That's right.
Cool.
Take it like David Roundtree would, straight to the top.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian.
All right. You have a good night, and good night, everybody.
And that was Brian Jones there. Like I said, we'll be back with him one of these days, real soon. Just because I can be, actually. Let's see if I can get this other guest up here. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Mallard Report, and this is the kind of programming I like to bring you. So, as the phone keeps ringing, hear my guest live here.
Hello?
Scott, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Don't say anything you're going to regret because we're live, just so you know.
Excellent. Okay. No problem. Nothing like a minefield.
Oh, you know better than that. So how are you doing tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. So I was just telling I had Brian Jones on a few minutes ago. This is Scott Baker, by the way. I guess I should probably announce the change in guests here rather clearly. I was telling him that I had you back on in October, and I promised you some live airtime, and here it is, July, almost August, and I'm finally getting back to it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, there we go. So that was partially my fault, though, too. So
well,
had a lot of life changes and whatnot.
Yeah, don't go with that. We're just gonna go with it. So where'd it go? I had it open. I'm gonna slaughter it if I don't open it up here. Psychic Readings by Chetan.com. And I.
Yes.
So what's going on over there? Give me the brief blurb about you, because for the listeners that may have not heard you before.
Sure. Well, basically, I am 40 years old now. Let's see, since I was 5 years old, my grandfather passed, and he's always been my guardian angel, and pretty much never gave up that that dream or that hope or whatever, no matter what anyone told me. And I started giving people readings and just kind of going with my intuition, and my beautiful wife decided, I don't know, 3 years ago, just to make me a full-fledged psychic. So she said, why don't you just go and do it? So I don't know. One of the things, I guess one of my claims to fame, which is funny, is that she did a group. Do you know what Groupon is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this massive thing or whatever. And I guess I was the highest grossing psychic in Groupon history in the state of Michigan. So I don't know. It was interesting. I sold like 300 units in like a month. So I basically have no name. It was quite a madhouse. So I still have about 10 to go.
Hey, but if you're going to have a claim to fame, at least it's something positive. I mean, it's better than being...
Yes, that's true. Well, I might have some other claims to fame, but we'll stick to that for another. You said don't step in a minefield.
Yeah, that's right. So,
yeah, definitely.
The website's probably the best way to get a hold of you, I'm assuming, still?
Yeah, website, my phone number, 734-223-3085. You can call me, and you'll probably get me directly. So it's a mom-and-pop operation. So, we try to keep it close to heart. And I will offer anyone that wants to give me a try, I do email readings as well, and I will offer that for $15 instead of $30. So you can pretty much ask me whatever, and I get quite long-winded. So, and I'll answer questions or whatever if you want to give me a shot. So, and I owe you and your wife a reading too, don't I? So
yes,
I do owe you that. So when we get off the air, whatever, shoot me an email and we'll try to coordinate that too. Might as
okay.
well fit that in too as well.
So. Hey, wait, I'm flexible like that. I know that. Well, as you may know, once something starts rolling, and every week I've got these guests, and promotion, and
oh yeah,
and so these other little things kind of get stuck on the notebook side, and then finally I stop writing them down.
Yeah, but that's a big thing, because we got things to talk about with you, man. I keep seeing these. I was in meditation before you called, and that's what I do is I meditate, and my toolbox is my kid's crayon set, actually. So I carry this green box of crayons around and a notepad and sketch out things for people. So, but I keep getting these two soldiers. Did we talk about this before? Two soldiers with you all the time. Man.
Yeah, you mentioned that in an email. We haven't really talked in depth about it, but if you go ahead,
I'm
an open book about it. I don't think I have anything to hide, do I?
Yeah. So, yeah, I keep getting these two soldiers. I have to ask permission if I can sketch you, sketch something out for you. That's part of my guidelines too. So,
go ahead, knock yourself out.
If you let me sketch some stuff out, that would be awesome.
Go ahead.
So,
yeah, I'd be interested to see it, and I think it'd help you develop what you've got going on. So.
Excellent. And did you get any of the pictures I sent you?
Yes, I did, and I'm kind of intrigued by them all. So, what do you think?
Because they're three different cameras, and I don't claim to know anything about it. But let me give you a little backstory because this is kind of weird, but so I'm more of a spiritual person. I don't really believe in one way or whatever, and you know, language always gets lost in that. But I had the Archangel Michael come to me in meditation. He's been coming to me for the last couple weeks, and he told me what time to take the pictures of the one that's not me, my friend, that's my wife, too. Told me what time to take the pictures, and my wife just took a picture before I got on the air because he told me to take one, and I have another orb, so from a different camera. They're from three different cameras. I know people are skeptical about that, but that's why I sent them to you, because that's kind of your business, not mine. So, but that's who that's supposed to be protecting, or that globe. So,
just for the people that haven't seen them, obviously, because they're still in my email, I haven't done anything with them.
Sure, sure.
They're not your typical orb. They're more, how do I say this, full size, full
yeah,
image?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. I've never seen them like that or represented that way. I haven't, but I'm not claiming to know anything. So
I haven't either.
It could be
so
bogus for all I know. So, but I thought it was interesting because I didn't even know much about Michael at all, but he said he's the protector of, I don't know, this world, basically, I guess. So however you want to say it. But it kind of makes sense that it would be an orb like that. I don't know, just a little research that I did.
Yeah, and so, for those people out there that hate orbs, I personally hate the little dust orbs. This thing is far from that. This is 75%
yeah,
of the picture.
Yeah, it's not a speck.
Yeah, it's not a speck.
I don't know if you could post that up somewhere, if anyone wants to see it. I mean,
yeah,
more than, you know.
Yeah, I'll post one of them up there for everybody here with the blog and on the Facebook page here this evening. Because I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people that'll still hate on it no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
So,
some people will tell you the sky isn't even blue just because.
That's true. Yeah, it's always a trick of the mind or the reflection of the light or whatever.
Yeah, so.
But I had, and the other interesting part to this, okay, because this even sounds kind of crazy or far out for me, but just yesterday, I was walking, and I don't know, sometimes I just get strangers that just kind of approach me because I'm smiley and whatever usually. But the gentleman, I'm at the crosswalk, and this gentleman goes, you know, every good Christian has an angel following them. And I said, oh, that's, you know, I said, oh, great. And he goes, and even some of us know their names. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I walked, and I was like, have a good day. So it's interesting to me, that whole development. So, but I want to see what anyone has to say about that. But, it's, you know, to me it kind of even threw me back because, you know, I don't know. So it's not my original orientation, but nothing really is. So
yeah,
Buddhism or whatever. So.
Yeah, it's all flexible, and that's a good thing. You have to be flexible in what you're thinking because if you get stuck in one way or the other, I don't know.
Yeah, so. Oh, and the other thing I'd like to bring up is people, because I've had tons of people, okay, I've seen probably 300 clients this year, I think, or about 300, maybe 350 since I've seen you. So I want to, they're telling me a picture to tell people about the difference between being open and being receptive to something. Definitely is a big key to a lot of things, because Even with anything you do, it's you know, you can doubt or prove me wrong in any theory, or I can always be 100% wrong. But, you know, the big thing is to be receptive and try to soak in things and not just, you know, dismiss them out. So I don't want anyone to miss their own miracle. You know what I mean? So that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big key to it, definitely. So no matter what it is, so.
So bottom line, pay attention to the things around you. That's what we're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, definitely. So, and definitely, and then we've got a couple, I got a couple things too. I got, let's see. So for your spirit animal too, let's fit this in because we didn't do this last time.
No, we didn't. So fit this. Throw some stuff at me here. We got.
Yeah, because I got it's because I want you to pay attention and just check it out and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
So spirit animal, definitely. Now this might be, man, I don't want to be too personal. This might be with your son too as well.
Okay.
But good omen too is definitely cardinal, red cardinal.
Okay.
And tortoise or turtle, I believe it's actually, You got to give me the name. Come on. Come on. Give me the name here. Box turtle, not a box turtle. Oh, geez. It's like a tortoise. It's in between a tortoise and a turtle. It's like I'm slipping on the name right
now. That's
okay. We'll
go with turtle now, so that's okay.
Okay, turtle works. Sorry. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist with it. But definitely, so I want you to look for those for signs, for good omen, or if you need, you ask a question, one of those signs should definitely come up too. So, and there was a third one. What's the third one? Hawk. Hawk is definitely interesting for your business, you know, business kind of aspect too, because the hawk is a razor's edge kind of animal. So it'll divert you even if it's negative. So sometimes we need that negative, you know, that negative reinforcement. We don't always need yes. Sometimes we need no. So
there is,
but that'll be a good sign for you. So.
Definitely, especially
now, this can be in print. This could actually be the animal. This could be a stuffed animal. This can be any kind of thing. So this is what we're talking about being receptive to. So I worked with a woman that was in downtown New York. I had a phone reading with her, and I actually had a totem animal or spirit animal, whatever you want to call it. And I said, "Oh, it's a black bear." And she goes, "Honey, I'm in the middle of New York. There ain't no black bears in here unless I go to the zoo." I said, "Look, they tell me it's a black bear, you know," because she had some pointed questions or whatever about career, I think it was, and she had like 5 interviews, and she wanted to know which one was the positive one, or, you know. I said, "When the black bear shows up, you know, you'll know that you're on the right path or the right opening." So, you know, it was like 2 or 3 months later, and she emails me back and goes, "You're not going to believe this, but I was at, you know, I asked the question, you know, is this the one?" And I looked at the gas station on the corner, and there was a big, like, 4-foot hanging black bear, like a stuffed one, you know, like a vendor had it hanging up on the sign. And she goes, "I ended up getting that job." So, you know, that can be hokey or whatever. You take it for what it's worth, but, you know, always be receptive.
It's always, hey. It was there. Doesn't matter how hokey it is. I mean, you said it was going to be there.
Yeah.
It's there. That's
yeah.
Whatever the case works, it works out.
Yeah. So let's see. What else should we talk about? What else do you want to know here?
I don't know. What else do you know? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. What else is going on? Let's see. Well, definitely. If anyone's having any sleeping problems or anything, wants to kind of get back on track, a good time to do that is to wake up at 2 a.m. All right, set your alarm clocks, wake up for 2 a.m., you know, do some nice deep breathing. Don't turn the TV on. Don't do all that. Do some nice deep breathing. Visualize a shaft of light coming down through your body, white shaft of light, and penetrating every cell of your body and kind of purifying it, and then blow out the impurity. You know, make sure you visualize. Do that for 2 to 3 nights, and you should be able to get back on track, definitely. The other thing, big thing is, too, is with technology. Sorry, I'm spitting out a lot of stuff. But
no, you're fine.
The other thing with technology, too, they tell me to, you know, don't sleep with those cell phones under your pillow, near your head. Keep it in at least a 6 to 8 foot radius from you. Unplug for a day, people. It's funny though, we're on the internet radio and I'm on a cell phone, but you know, hey, don't unplug yet. At 10:02. 10:02 unplug. No.
No, okay.
Let's see, how's the ghost hunting business going?
It's hit and miss, which is okay with me. I've learned a lot about, you know, it can be slow. I don't need the constant thrill of investigating or all that stuff, so it works for me. So that's all that matters.
There we go, man.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's more about the hunt, huh?
No, it's not more about the hunt. It's more about knowing who you are now. It's less the thrill and the hunt and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, you definitely got a talented guy with you, a little guy with you, so that'll be interesting.
I'm looking forward, if you want to call me, even we can do it that route, or if you want to email me, either way.
Sure.
I'm flexible that way.
Yeah, all right, cool. cool. And yeah.
Let's get the website out there one more time before I get in trouble here. Psychic readings.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Psychic readings by Chetan.com. I'll put that in the blog in case anybody misses it.
Excellent.
I'm sorry for squeezing you time-wise, of course, but that's...
Oh, no. Thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
And I'll bring you back on for a full show. Maybe we can do some readings on air. I've been talking about doing that for a while.
Definitely.
I've been talking about doing that with some people for a while, so we'll be doing that.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Since I'm not going to play my outro, since we're so squeezed for time, italkparanormal.com. Go there. Get everything you need.
Good. Excellent, man.
Doodle away, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much. Take care now.
Everybody have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.